Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. Back to the phones in a second. We appreciate you being patient. But it's a new segment here, Ike.
What we got?
It's called Good Idea or Bad Idea.
All right.
We have our professional voice guy that's going to tell us some scenarios of things that have happened recently in the news or in culture, and we will decide whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. So go ahead, Jack.
Good idea, bad idea. Fletcher Cox says he eats hot dogs with ketchup and mayonnaise.
What? Yeah. So during the Pro Bowl, they went to the sideline. I happened to be driving at the time, and they were interviewing Fletcher Cox after he had the defensive touchdown where he ran it all the way back.
Yes.
And he said something like, I'm going to go eat some hot dogs with ketchup and mayo.
What?
Yes.
It's crazy.
You heard the sound, right, Jack?
Yeah, you're not making it up.
Ketchup with or hot dogs with ketchup and mayo, good idea or bad idea?
Bad idea.
Jack?
Terrible idea.
I love condiments on hot dogs. Mm-hmm. Ketchup, mustard, relish. No mayo. That's a terrible idea.
No, you can't have mayo on hot dogs, man. Come on, man.
All right. Yeah, good idea or bad idea, Ike?
Her miniature service horse?
Yeah, it's a miniature horse, and it's a service horse. And guidelines were provided by the federal government last year that allows passengers to bring their miniature horses on board as long as they're designated as service animals. Good idea or bad idea?
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Jack?
I think the service pet thing's gone a little out of control. I mean, the dog's perfect.
Yeah, dog is fine.
I don't know if we need a pet horse.
But it's not a regular size horse. It's like
it's still a horse.
It's not even a Great Dane. It's more like a medium size. They're bringing Sparty on the plane.
No.
Don't need Sparty running around?
No, and actually I don't need Sparty. at 75 to 80 pounds running around on a damn plane. I'm spooning with Sparty nightly. That's bad enough there. No, you can't have a miniature horse on a plane, man.
All right, it's a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
All right, we agree, bad idea.
Good idea, bad idea. Cleveland Browns offensive lineman Greg Robinson brings 157 pounds of marijuana to the border.
Well, that's obviously a bad idea.
It's a bad idea, for sure. Now, did you see the details of it?
No, go ahead.
There was he was with a Jaquan Bray, who was another former player, mm-hmm. and they had their Uber driver with them, like their personal Uber driver, and they tried to be like, "Hey, you know, take blame for the pot." And the guy's like, "No, what are you talking about?"
Right.
But he got busted with 157 pounds of marijuana, along with packaging equipment, glass jars, and the bag. Then they were in big bags, like big black trash bags.
Yeah, I would imagine 157 pounds of weed. Wow.
How heavy are you, John?
150?
172.
Oh, okay.
It's like one John Mark.
Throwing me in a trash bag. That's a lot of weed,
that's
man.
That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable on so many levels. First of all, half the states in this freaking country, weed is legal.
You wouldn't have to be going to Mexico to get dirt weed and bringing it back in, grow it, or, you know, have some.
Whatever. I mean, like, this, you don't have to risk freedom for this.
He's facing 20 years, by the way.
It might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
So we all agree again, bad idea, Jack?
Yeah, I'd say it's a pretty bad idea.
Bad idea.
Wow.
Like, good idea or bad idea? Did you see the picture that was out there?
No.
These guys are just in the club. They didn't know each other, mm-hmm. and they end up partying all night together. It's now 7 in the morning, and they're going back to their hotel room. They take their shirts off. They pose for the picture with their shirts off, and then they swap their shirts.
Well, were they gay?
They were not.
Are we sure about that?
Well, I'm not sure about
that. I don't
think
there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that could be.
Jack, I don't supposed to be like an athlete jersey.
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, you said Vegas. They could have been in a club.
I don't think it was that. I think it was they were just trying to act like they were finishing the Super Bowl or an All-Star game and swapping jerseys.
They're respecting each other's game out on the weather.
I think it's a good idea because it got them a lot of likes and retweets on Twitter. It was funny.
Well, you think it was a good idea, yet the first question that came to my head, I'm thinking they're in a relationship. That's the first thing going to come to anybody's head. If you're not swapping jerseys, you're taking your shirts off in Vegas, and a stranger, you're giving another guy your shirt.
Jack, did you think that when you saw the picture?
I thought it was like an athlete jersey.
Yes, that's what I thought.
First of all, I didn't see a picture. I'm listening to you guys explain it to me.
I think it's a great
idea. I've never heard of guys exchanging shirts.
I think they were respecting each other's game. At the end of the partying.
Another reason why I don't go anywhere. Right, young people. This has to be young people.
Millennials, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I say great idea.
You do?
Yeah.
Good idea. Bad idea. Producer Jack Fritz is accompanying Marks and Reese to Clearwater in March.
it's a great idea.
How can we answer this now?
We can't. Well, I can kind of answer it.
Who knows what this will be like afterwards?
I lobbied for Jack to go down.
You did?
I also was, and we appreciate our management recognizing that it's good to send him down with us for the show and everything else. And they said, okay,
they did.
Not in the budget, we're going to do it. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The big boss, David Yagaroff, actually, I believe, signed off on it because it wasn't something that was budgeted or whatever.
Wow.
But here's the problem.
Make sure Yags doesn't count this as one of my favors.
But see, here's the thing.
Yeah, this is something you asked for.
Well, and I asked for it and I got it. I don't think they have an extra hotel room, so he's going to be staying with me.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Well, if I would have known that going in, I wouldn't have lobbied.
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner?
I would have thought that being...
He gets his own room?
Yes, because that's normally provided. We don't pay for it unless we're staying additional time. So the producer should have his own room. I shouldn't have to bunk up with Jack. But it looks like that may be happening.
Listen, I went on plenty of college baseball trips. I'm used to it.
There's a reason why no one suggested you bunk with me.
Like, I wouldn't try it. Believe me, I'm not going to do that to you. I can deal with it. But if I would have known going into this that Jack would be stinking up my hotel room and I would have no personal time, I probably would have. Because you got to understand, Jack, I got two little kids and I don't get to sleep or whatever. So this is actually my time where I can enjoy myself. Now I'm not going to be able to because I'm going to be worried about you. I've been screwed my whole life being short. All right, next one.
What?
Yeah, I don't have much to add to it other than Mark Zuckerberg. So he doesn't want to sweat when he goes after the speeches. So he'll have the intern with a blow dryer make sure they're nice and dry before he puts the shirt back on. Bad idea. It's actually a great idea as long as you're not breaking the law or risking a lawsuit.
Rich people, boy, I tell you.
Yeah, that's not something we would ask for, but...
First of all, I've never even used a blow dryer because obviously I don't have any hair or anything else, so... But the idea of someone blow-drying my underarms, why can't he just wipe his underarms with a towel
or something? Put deodorant on or go see a doctor.
Does he have a sweating problem?
If he does, go see a doctor. They can prescribe stuff for that.
Yeah.
Listen, this guy's a creep. He's shown he's been a creep previously. He's in bed with commies, and now he's making poor interns blow-dry his armpits. What kind of a loser is he?
So good idea or bad idea?
Terrible idea.
Should I get off Facebook?
Yes.
Delete my account?
Let's do one more, Jack.
Good idea, bad idea. Burger King is testing a French fry sandwich. Golden fries, mayo, and ketchup between two buns.
That's not even a good idea. That's a great idea.
That's terrible.
And the mayo...
A French fry sandwich.
A French fry sandwich on two soft buns with ketchup, and they say mayo. As long as it's light mayo, I could deal with it.
What is this thing with mayo?
I don't really like mayo, but I can deal with it.
Is mayo making a comeback or something? Well, is it popular now?
Well, millennials are trying to kill it, so that people are trying to bring it back.
Huh.
So, Jack, I don't know what you think. A French fry sandwich is a great idea. Nice soft bun, ketchup, salt the fries heavily, a little bit of mayo, bang. No? All right, that's it. Good idea, bad idea.
He's getting yelled at in there.
All right, what did we do?
No, not us. Benjaneer is in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
888-729-9494. Mark
Cerise. He can't even come back on the air right now.
888-729-9494. It's Mark Cerise. We come back, and listen, there's been people holding for a while. We're going to get back into the NFL issue coming up here. A new proposal by the owners.
You know when you and your buddies, you know, you talked about this plan for you to come over and lie to his parents to try to get him out the house or whatever?
And they don't buy it for a second?
Yeah, but no, when you are attempting to execute this and he's already screwed it up and the parents are ticked off. So he sees you come and he's trying to tell you, like, no, abort the plan, abort the plan.
Abort mission?
Yeah, that was Jack a minute ago when you were trying to talk to him.
All right.
With Ben in there in the booth with him.
Mark Cerise on 94 WIP.
He doesn't even want to look at you.
Yeah, no, he's scared. Right, I don't even know what happened. Mark Cerise on 94 WIP. Coming back, the NFL wants their fans to believe that they're doing something good for you by giving you additional football. But really what they're doing is they're trying to pad their pockets because that's all that they care about. They don't care about what's going on the field. They only care about the bottom line. And I'm against it. And we'll talk about it coming up on the other side. 888-729-9494. Mark Cerise on 94 WIP.
Hey, next March, I will embark on the inaugural Eagles Fan Cruise. Now, I want to invite you to join me and my fellow alumni like Mike Quick, Jeremiah Trotter, Jason Avant, David Akers, Vince Papale, Harold Carmichael, Brian Dawkins, and the great Merle Reese. Plus, current Eagles players will also be on this trip. Now, the trip will offer unparalleled access to Eagles players, and I have a special offer just for my WIP listeners. Here's what you got to do. Use my promo code IKE and receive even more access to private parties and a Hall of Fame induction events for Dawk and Harold Carmichael. You can find more details at PhiladelphiaEaglesCruise.com. Don't forget to use promo code IKE.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.